Okay, if you weren't here yesterday, my website is www.pgrosser.net. Okay? Once you get there, you then click on CIS120/17. And the /17 is just the number that it used to be. And some of my handouts have that number on them. Okay, so then you're at my site. And here is the weekly assignments. And I will add to that every week. I do not subtract. So I will add to it every week. I should also have said last time, and I didn't in one class, and I don't remember which class, so I'm saying it again. If you are not passing in a homework assignment on a particular week, send me an email anyway. I want to hear from you once a week. Okay, because I basically have to tell the school if people are not in the class at a certain point about 3 weeks from now. And so if I've never heard from you, then I kind of assume you're not in the class. So therefore, I need to hear from you. If you're passing in homework, one assignment a week, or two assignments a week, or whatever it is, then I'm hearing from you plenty. But if I'm not getting work from you, I want an assignment saying I'm still alive and still taking the class, or something comparable to that. Okay? All right. Over here on the side are the audio lectures and the smart board presentation. And so yesterday's class is up there. There is audio for it and smart board. I teach this class twice, and you'll see if you go there that it's there twice. Okay? And I basically say, okay, this is what happened at the 11 o'clock class, this is what happened at the 12:30 class. Sometimes it's interesting to see what I did differently at the 12:30 class, so feel free to look at them both and see if I was consistent. Okay, so that, and then under audio, the audio. And as I said, I do them separately so that people can find the notes if they want notes and not have to listen to an hour and a quarter if they just want to see the notes. Okay? So it takes a little practice to listen to the audio and figure out when I've moved on to the next smart board, but you'll catch on eventually and follow what I'm doing if you are using that tool. But the smart board is good because it kind of captures the notes, so if you don't get all the notes in class, it will capture notes for you. Okay, we started looking at HTML. And I am going to go through the first one very quickly, just as a quick review. Okay, and I should have said, these are in the week assignments. Those are also listed over here under examples. So you'll find the list under examples. But because it's the first week, I said these are the pages I want you to look on. And I just clicked on that first one. Okay, so I'm clicking on the first one. And then I right-click on the page and say view page source or view source or whatever browser you're using. I use Firefox. So if you want to be consistent with what I'm doing and follow what I'm doing, use Firefox. It's no problem if you know another browser. It's just when I say view page source, etc., that's what Firefox says. Chrome is going to say something a little different. Explorer, it says the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Explorer says something a little different. I think it just says view source.
View source.
Yeah. So when I'm telling you what it says up here, I'm telling you what it says in Firefox. And it's going to be similar in all the other browsers, but a little different maybe. Okay, so the first thing I put up here, I think you better stand back because I'm not sure the angle, his angle in particular.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Want to try the one next to you and see if that one? That's Pat, by the way. He is the supplementary instruction guy. And he'll be around today from 2 to 3. We haven't quite figured out where. So ask at the help desk, which is in the middle of the building. He'll tell them where he's going to be. I believe 118 is free, so I suspect he'll go to 118. But if you want to talk to him, ask at the help desk, and they'll know where he is. Okay, so the first line says doctype HTML. And that just tells the browser we're using the latest version of HTML. Okay. The next thing is a tag. Less than sign and greater than sign are tags. So this tag says HTML. This tag says head. There is a header section and a body section. So here's the head. When I close the head, it has a slash in it. Within the head, the only thing I have today is the title. And so I have title, I put up the title, which shows up way at the top, and then I close the title with the slash in front of the word title. I come over to the body. In the body, I am putting in a paragraph, and this is the paragraph. It simply says, this is an introduction to HTML. When I'm done, I close the paragraph, close the body, and close the HTML. Okay, so that's a very basic HTML page. Okay, and we looked at that last time. The next thing that we looked at was a list. So I'm going to bring that one up quickly, too, and do a view page source on that. So this is something else I can do in HTML. There are a whole lot of HTML tags that you can use, and you can look them up on the web. W3 Schools is a good source of information, and you can look up the tags on the web. If you ask for HTML tags, you can find a place that will just list them, okay? But as I said, W3 Schools is a real good source to go to. So what I've got here is in the body, I added some more things. I have a paragraph, and then I put two BRs. BR means break. It means move down to the next line. It's like hitting the Enter key on your keyboard. So it's like I hit Enter twice there. Okay, so that's what I've got is Enter twice. And then I didn't close the paragraph until I'd written all of that stuff. Then I went to OL, which is an ordered list. Okay, OL stands for ordered list. And an ordered list has list items. LI stands for list items. And has list items in it, and then I close the OL. And that gives me an ordered list, which means it goes 1, 2, 3. And then down below, I have an unordered list. And an unordered list puts the bullets or dots in front. So an unordered list is going to have bullets or dots in front, where an ordered list is going to have numbers. Okay. So that's what we basically looked at last time. Questions? That was the quick version. Okay. So now we're going down, and the next one I had was about links. Okay, and here I have two links. One of them goes to a page, and one of them does not. It goes to an error, and I actually fixed that last night, so it now tells you it's an error. Okay, and the reason is, if I look at the source, the one that says another page up there goes to a place called anotherpage.html. That exists. This one attempted to go to a place called newpage.html. That doesn't exist. so I got the error. So if I try to send it to a page that doesn't exist, I am going to get the error. Okay, now, what this has is, these pages have to be in the same folder as the original. So I need to put in the same folder as the original, because there is no address. Okay. If I put an address in here, I can go any place I want to. But I have to put an address in there. If I don't put an address in, then it will only check the current folder. So if the page is in the current folder, it will go to it. If the page isn't in the current folder, it won't go to it. What's the current folder here? Somebody, what's the current folder? Yeah.
If you look at the address at the top, it's going to be the last, actually, the HTML5.
Yep.
It's going to be the folder, then after that is the file name.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to get that address because it's a little hard to see. And I'm going to put it in Notepad so we can see it better. Format, font, let's make it bigger. Okay. So this is the address that I'm going to. I'm going to HTTP, which it doesn't show up there, but it's always in the web address, or HTTPS, which is a secure. I'm going to HTTP, which means go to the web address, :// www.pgrosser.net. Okay, once I get to there, I'm going into a folder called CIS17. Then I'm going to a folder called HTML. Then I'm going to a folder called HTML5. And then finally, I'll find the page there. Okay, so I've set up this structure where I go to my web, to www.pgrosser.net. I then go to CIS17. I then go to HTML. I then go to HTML5, and there's the page. So that means that these other pages have to be in here. They have to be in here, HTML5, because that's where this page is. All the others have to be in there, too, because I haven't given it an address. So it is going to only look in HTML5. And if the page is there, it says terrific and shows it to you. If the page isn't there, it gives you an error. Does that make sense? Questions? My job is to do what I think is a reasonable job of explaining. Your job is to tell me when I haven't done that. Okay, so you have to ask questions. Okay. The next example The next example, I actually put a lot of links in. So we're going to look at the next example, more links. Okay. Okay. So, if I want to go to your page, which is CIS120, this is the address that will take me to the CIS120 page. So if I click up here, it's going to take me to the CIS120 page. And again, remember, you have to put href=, and then in quotes, you're now putting the entire address. So So I'm going to pgrosa.net, and right in the root directory of pgrosa.net, I have that page. And so that's the page that will be brought up. Okay. On the next one, I said link to a file in a subfolder. Again, look up there and you see the words that I write here. This is the address in quotes. These are the words that are going to appear on the page. So on this one, I put in, after HTML5, I put a subfolder called sub-HTML5. So I'm saying to it, okay, you're sitting in HTML5 now. Okay? You're sitting in HTML. Okay, good. If I click up there, it frequently lets me write. We'll see. So I'll write down here. I'm sitting in HTML5. I created a folder underneath that called sub-HTML5. So I'm saying this page is sitting in HTML5. From this vantage point, I want you to go to that sub-folder, and there you will find file in sub-HTML5. It is located in that subfolder. Okay, so since I'm sitting in HTML5, I don't have to give it the entire address because I'm going beneath. I'm going into a subfolder. Are you in CIS 121? If you are, you'll get lots of this. Okay, because that's where we deal with DOS and addressing and all that. So, I can put that in. If I'm feeling lazy, I frequently just put in the whole HTTP address, because that always works. Put in the right HTTP address, and it will work. Okay. And then on the last one, I just link to a page within the directory. Okay. So now let's see those work. If I click on link to CIS 120 page, that's where it went. If I link to the file in the subfolder, that's where it went. That's my sub, that's the name, file in sub. If I click on this, that's what it gives me. Okay, so all of those work. Now if I go to the file in the subfolder, it has some things in it as well. One of them is to link back to my home page. Now notice I didn't give a page name there because my home page I really wish I could figure out what makes it suddenly decide that it doesn't want to write. Okay, my home page has got a page called index.html. So when you go to a site, it defaults to loading index.html. So I don't have to specify index.html. My home page is actually saved as index.html. Okay? So when I go to the site, as long as that site has at the root index.html page, that's what gets loaded. And the home page is called by everybody index.html just so that will happen, so that it will load when you go to the site. So when I say go to pgrosa.net, you're actually getting pgrosa.net/index.html. But magic is happening. Okay? The other one that I put in here, and again, you'll hit this in 121. This one is, okay, backup. Dot dot slash means backup one directory. So so it backs up one directory and it finds that page. Okay, so dot dot slash means back up one directory. So you went down, now back up. Okay. So I can put a whole lot of addresses in here. Now, I'm lazy, so I don't usually use the dot dot, because you have to use dot dot several times if you want to. I usually just put the whole HTTP address in there, but I probably should tell you that. But that's what I usually do. Questions? Yeah.
So if I wanted to back up three directories, in quotations, dot, dot, backslash, dot, dot, backslash,
yeah.
Dot, dot, backslash,
yeah.
And then the file name.
Right.
Okay.
Or you HTTP and then you write the whole thing out. Okay. So that is going through how to put in a link. Now, on your assignment, you actually, I don't think, have to put in a link because I asked for a page. But later on in the semester, we're going to go back to HTML, and I'm going to ask you to make a portfolio of your work. We can't do that now because you haven't done any work. But once you've done some work, I'm going to ask you to make a portfolio of your work, and you're going to have multiple pages on that portfolio. So this link stuff, you're going to have to know for that. But for this current homework assignment, it doesn't. However, I said I'd give you extra credit if you experimented with stuff. So if anybody wants to make multiple pages out of this assignment and put the links in and everything, I'll give you extra credit. Okay? So just remind me that I said that when you send it to me. Say you promised extra credit for this. Okay? Just in case. Okay, so now, just because you haven't had enough to confuse you, we're going to start with CSS. Okay. Okay, CSS stands for two things. Here it stands for what? You have to take a CSS course, except you don't have to take it, because it's covered in this class, so that if you're in this class, you don't have to take the CSS course. But that's not the CSS we're talking about here. The CSS we're talking about here stands for cascading style sheets. Okay? It stands for cascading style sheet. And what it is it's a way to give style. HTML was developed by scientists for scientists originally. And they could care less how it looked. They just wanted to pass information. Once it became it's important how it looks, people decided that it would be better to separate context and style. So the body is devoted mainly to what I want to show on the page, and then I use CSS to show how I want it to look. So the body is devoted to just getting the data out there, and the CSS is making it look in a certain way. So what I do in the CSS is up here within the head, right after the title, I write style tag. And I say type equals text slash CSS. Now, CSS is the default. Nobody else has come up with another style. So, in fact, if you just write style, it will work. But I think it's good documentation to write it out, so I go ahead and do it. So it's style, type equals text, CSS. That means we're giving you CSS and it's written in text. Down here at the bottom, when I'm done with style, I have slash style in my tag. So I've ended the style, then I end the head, and then I start the body. So I'm embedding the style up in the head. Now, there are loads of ways of doing style, and we have a whole course on HTML and that sort of stuff. We're just doing a summary, yeah.
Above the code red, it has body, but it doesn't have the...
Okay, stay tuned.
Okay,
I haven't got there yet.
All right.
Ask if I don't do a good job of explaining. Okay, so now what I do down here inside the style is I pick the tags that I want to impact. Okay, I pick the tags that I want to impact. And I've decided I want to do something with the body. I want to do something with paragraphs. And I want to do something with list items. Okay, so those are the three tags that I'm going to do something with. So, the context that I do here is I write the name of the tag, but now it's not a tag, and that's why you don't have the less than and greater than. Now it's just saying, whenever you see the body tag, this is what I want done. What I want done is put inside curly braces. Those aren't parentheses, they're curly braces. Now, inside the curly braces, the first word is telling you what it is that I'm impacting. So color will affect the font color. If I want to affect the background, I write background color. So instead of writing color over there, I could write background color, and that would affect my background. Okay? So I put the word, and then I put a colon. And then I put how I want to impact it, or I want the color to be. Okay? Now, it used to be that the colors, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, could be written as words, like I've done up there, or as a code. Somebody got creative, and all of the codes now have names. And the names are bizarre. You know, Midnight Blue and, you know, Twilight whatever, and, you know, I think it's almost easier to use the code. So unless you're a perfectionist, you pretty much are going to stick with red, orange, yellow, green, blue. But if you really want to get into it, you can go look up on Google HTML and CSS colors, and it will give you a list of a gazillion colors and the code for those colors and the name for those colors. Okay? I'm lazy. I use red, orange, yellow. Okay? So here I said in the body, any text that comes up should be red. Well, you're seeing some green over here. I'll tell you why that happened in a minute. But right now, see, all the text is now red. Okay. Then I said, okay, paragraphs, I want to align to the center. Text align center. Now, text align is a CSS word, and text align allows you to have center, left, right. Okay? I'm giving you the basics. As I said, this whole course is on this. If you want to go look things up, you can, or you can kind of stick with what I'm doing and not get too fancy. But this could have been, I could have written here left. I could have written here right, if I wanted it aligned to the left or aligned to the right, or center. Font size 2EM means just twice the size it is, or twice the standard size. So it makes it go up bigger. Okay? You can also specify font size in pixels. So you could pick how many pixels you want, but if you put pixels, you put PX after it, as opposed to EM. Okay? And then I said, LI, I want to make green. So up here I said body was red, but then I got more specific and said, but LIs I want to turn green, and so it did. All the list items are green. So it really, if you've given it conflicting information, it takes the thing that's closest to it in the sense that body is the big picture, but LI is talking about something specific, so that wins, the specific wins. So it started out making everything red, and then it said, oh, no, LI should be green. And so it changed it to green. Yeah.
So if you just kept going in the body, it would make everything continue to be red?
If I didn't have that LI color green, it would have made everything red, yes.
But if you, like, stopped the list and just kept typing whatever, would it default back to red or would it stay green? Like, if you didn't end, like, after you ended the list and moved on to...
No, it would stay green.
Okay.
Because the list item is talking about something specific. And so...
But, like, after the list, if you went on to a new paragraph...
Yeah, it would still keep it green. Because it's talking about... The thing that it is saying there is... Body is everything. But LI, you're getting specific on me. You want the LI to be green. Okay, I'll make it green. Anything you haven't been specific about is going to be red. So if I change paragraph down here to blue, the color red would not show up at all because all I've got in this particular one is paragraphs. I didn't put any headers in here. I can put a header in, and I don't know if I did that. Yeah.
She's saying, like, if you put a P down here after the list, would it be red or green?
Still would be green.
The new P.
Oh, the new P.
The new P
would be red.
Would be red.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like...
It's only the LIs themselves that are going to be green.
And if you did another LI, you wouldn't have to specify green. It would just...
It would do it. All LIs will be green.
All
right,
cool.
Okay? Yeah.
How come, like, the color, the text align, and things like that aren't in the curly braces? They're not on the same line.
Yeah.
They can be. And in fact, if you look at examples, you will see a lot of people put the curly braces on the same line.
Is there any reason why it's not yours? It's just for ease of use?
No, it's on separate lines here because I tend to forget them.
Okay.
I especially tend to forget the closing one.
Yeah.
And I have found that disciplining myself, if I put them on a separate line, I forget them less. So that's how I do it. A lot of people will put the first curly brace up here and right after it. And the last curly brace will be after the last thing. I'll never, ever remember to look there or check that or anything. I want the last curly brace on a separate line so it stands out. Putting it over there, I think is stupid. But the majority of the world does it that way, and they think I'm stupid. So, you know, there we have it. Okay? But I guess what it boils down to is know thyself. And if you can keep track of where the curly brace is without putting it on a separate line, feel free. I can't.
It makes it a lot easier to debug, especially if you're dealing with a lot of code.
That's my opinion, so that's why I do that. As I said, I'm just know thyself. And you develop over time certain coding habits that make you a little more accurate, that don't necessarily work. One of my least favorite things in the whole world right now is somebody has decided it's really neat that if something needs quotes, they come up with the two sets of quotes immediately as soon as you type one quote, put the closing quote for you. So then you have, you know, don't help me, thank you very much. I'll put in my own closing quote. Yeah, go ahead.
So with the first body, is that not in greater sign, less than sign, because it's CSS?
Yes, because this is in CSS. And it's saying, this is the, when you find the body tag, and everything red. When you find the paragraph tag, do this to all paragraphs. When you find the LI tag, do this to all LIs.
But then you still have the, oh, is the next body one for the list?
The next body is actually starting HTML.
I see.
And so that's when it hits that body is when it says, oh, turn everything red.
How is the like? How is the list on the left without it like saying text align left?
Default. Everything along defaults to
defaults
left.
Defaults to left.
If I wanted it to be in the center, I could use text align center, which I did on the paragraphs, but I didn't do it on the OL. But I could have.
Default.
I could have text aligned in the center there. Yeah.
Could you make another style for like another part of the text, like say you wanted to make another paragraph but you want to change the style of it from red to like blue or something?
Absolutely. Not going there in this class. Okay? Feel free to look it up, and you can absolutely do that, but that's way past where we're going here. Okay, if you go look at my 122 class, there's examples of how to do all that. Okay, and it's up on the line, so you can go look at it. Because the 122 class we go through that in, but I'm only doing the very basics in here. Questions? So yeah, go experiment.
The W3 schools, right?
W3 schools, and I teach a class called CIS 122, which is the first month is HTML, and that's got a load of stuff in it. So you can go there and look at the stuff there, or go to W3 schools, wherever you want to go. Okay, the next thing I am looking at is an image. And all I did here was I added in an image. Okay. And when you add in an image, the way you add in the image is you say image source CISA GIF. Okay. So that is my image that I'm adding in. My tag says image and then source equals. Now, image is one of those tags that doesn't have a close tag. Okay, there's no close tag on an image.
Could you?
I'm not sure how it would do it, what it would do. In previous versions of HTML, they wanted to close and they used to put a slash in there to pretend that it closed. But it usually is forgiving, so I would say we'd pretty much ignore that probably. Okay? So I've got image and the source. Now, from what we talked about linking, where does this GIF have to be? In the fold. It's got to be in the same folder as the page. Could I put it someplace else? Absolutely. But what do I have to do if I put it someplace else? I got to put the address in so it knows where to find it. A lot of people make a directory called, or a folder called, images. And they put all their images in that folder. And that's fine, but then you've got to put an address in here that sends you to the image folder to find that GIF. Okay? So if you put the image in the same folder that you're at, then you don't have to do that. Okay, now you are in the assignment that I gave you. I have asked you to include an image, okay, of you. So that I basically can try to figure out who you are. So, I want you to include an image. Now, what that means is, if you have an image that you want to include, you've either got to put the address of where that image is, if it's already out on the web, or you have to attach the image when you send it to me. So you have to send me the page and the image. Now, what I will do is I will save them in the same folder, because I have a folder for everybody. Each one of you has your own folder. So when you send me the email, it will have a HTML page in it and a image. And I will save those in the same folder so that it will be able to find it without an address. If you send me an image that's already out on the web, then you have to put the entire address in there. But then you don't have to send me the image, you just have to put the address such that the page will bring up your image. So with images, you have two choices. You can send me the image, and I promise I'll put it in the same directory, so no address. Or you can put in the entire address where I can go and find the image. Okay? So if you have an image on Facebook you want, send me the whole address or whatever. Or in one of the photo places that you have. Okay? This image was part of the paragraph. I think the next one I sent it, which I am going to. This one is better than the other one, in my opinion. So here I said image, and if I want to send her an image, those are the three lines that I can use to send her an image. Display it as a block, and for some reason, margin left auto, margin right auto displays the image in the center. Okay, text-align sender used to work on images as well. Not anymore. Now you have to write it this way. So if you want to center an image, okay, then you have to put it in there like that.
Is there like a default for image? Does it just like go somewhere if you don't do that?
Depends on where you put. Mine went over to the far side because I made it, kept it inside the paragraph. And so as it did the paragraph, it just wound it over to there. If you don't put it in a paragraph, it will default to the left. Okay. Notice I've got an error here. I've got a closed paragraph. And in fact, what happened was I used to have a paragraph here. And when I changed it to make it an H1, which I'm going to talk about in a second, I forgot to take out the closed paragraph. And so it very nicely is showing this to me in red. Works just fine. But it does tell me that, wait a minute, you can't close a paragraph because you never opened one. Okay, there's no P above it. So it's just got the closed. So it very nicely puts it in red and lets me know that that's a problem in Firefox. Okay. And I should go in and take it out, obviously, but it's not doing any harm here as it is. Okay. Now, what I did instead of having a paragraph is I put in headers. H1, H2. There are six levels of headers, H1, H2, H3, down to H6. And they go in different sizes. So H1 is the biggest font. H2 is a little smaller, H3 is a little smaller, and by the time you get to H6, it's pretty darn small. Okay? So I've got these images in there, these headers in there. And if you notice the headers, I said I wanted the H1 to be text-align centered and a color blue. And H2, I didn't specify a color, so it went with my default of body red. Because H2, I didn't specify a color. H1, I specified a color, so it said, oh, forget the red, we'll make this blue. Okay? But on H2, I didn't specify a color, so it went with the default color of red. And again, if you want to center an image, those three lines are put in under the IMG tag. Put IMG there. Okay, so that is giving me the image there, and it is centered. The last example is a table, which are kind of nice. This one I had over on the left. You can center it in the same way that you can center an image if you want to center it. So here I have a table. And I notice if I'm down here, I put in the table. And I can't make this too big, so bring it up on your screen, please. I'll try and make it a little bit bigger, but I'm going to lose it if I make it too big. Okay, so that is a table. And a table, I write the tag table. TR stands for row. Table row. And so I've got two rows going across here. Okay. TD, I never remember what it stands for. Why they called it D, I have no idea. It should have been TC, in my opinion, because it's a cell on a row or a column. So why didn't they make it TC? They didn't. They made it TD. So TD is the column or the cell on the row. So I set up a row and I say, okay, in the first cell, I want to say this is the first cell of the table. In the second cell of that row, I want to put the image. Now, notice it makes the table big enough to hold whatever I said I wanted to put in it. Okay? Down on this next row, I just have words, and it's a real thin little row. This is a thick row because it's holding an image. So it fixes the table to hold what I want. Okay? So then I close that row, and I then start another row, and I put words in the other two cells on that row, and then I close the table. Then I set up in the style that I wanted my table to have a border that was solid and thick. So you can see a thick line around the whole table. And then I set each of the cells, I want to have a border that's solid and thin. And so you can see there's a thin line around each cell. And you can make those lines solid like I did, or you can make them dotted, or you can make them a whole bunch of things. Again, if you go and look up border, CSS border, it will tell you all of the things you can do with the border. Okay, you can make it dots, you can make it dashes, you can make it all kinds of things. And that is a table.
TD stands for
table data, okay. Good to know, and I will not remember it the next time I have to tell what it is. I don't like that D. And I've chosen not to remember it, apparently. Because I haven't heard it before. Okay. Questions?
I got one.
Yep.
Now, you said it opens the cell to fit the image. Is that the other cell is always going to be the same size? That it has both the biggest images, the one directly to the left?
No. It made these sizes based on what I had to fill it in down there.
Okay.
So it took those.
You said it's possible to put the image in.
Yeah, right. But I mean, I was thinking that this one doesn't go all the way over there, but this line down here. So yes, it adjusts it to hold the image. And then once it is decided where the columns tend to stick. Okay, and in fact, when you make a row, if you put two cells in one row, you have to put two cells in the next row. Or you get a really strange looking thing. Now, there's ways to fix that, but again,
basic.
We're keeping it simple. Okay. Okay, questions. Yeah.
I just noticed that you still had the color green for lines in there. Was that just you forgot about it, or is that like...
That's a matter of copy and paste.
Yeah, okay.
But notice it doesn't do any harm.
Right, that's what I thought.
If I decide someday to put an L in the I in there, then I'm going to be very surprised when it turns green. Here I said body navy, and everything is navy because I didn't override any color except for the thing that I can use.
Right.
Yeah.
Does it matter like the order you do it, like you do the border at like the beginning or the end?
The order that you do it in the style, no. That order could have been any order in the style. The order that you put in the body is the order that appears on the page. All
right.
Okay, so the order in the body matters a lot because that's the order that appears on the page.
So if you wanted to, like, you could just do everything, like, all the body, and then at the end just do all your style?
Sure. Yep, you can get the body all set up and say, okay, this is the data that I want, looking good. Now I'll worry about making it pretty. Okay, I'm going to take a quick look at your assignment. And this is a time-consuming assignment. Okay. First of all, as I told you, we're mixing CSS into this class. And so the CSS thing is about learning something about time management and learning something about learning styles. And so I've given you some articles on time management and learning styles, and I just realized I didn't click on these. They were there this summer. If this is a dead link, so be it. Let me know. You don't have to read all the articles. Those are just articles to choose from. But you should read something about learning styles, and you should read something about time management. And if you want to read something else, that's fine. Go find your own article. I just gave you a few as possible ones you could look at. Okay, so I said first read the articles that I suggested. Write a web page introducing yourself. It must be done with HTML that you write. In other words, there's a lot of applications that generate stuff. I want you to write it. Okay. Include your major. If you're in the CIS major, give me an option such as networking, forensics, etc. Include a little bit about your background, what kind of job you had, is this your first semester, etc. Include your goals or plans after BCC. Why did you come to BCC and choose the major? Include a picture. And then give me information about your learning style and include a plan of managing your time. Okay, so I want all of that in the web page. Then I said extra credit if you find other interesting articles. And back on the page, I'd said I also would give you extra credit if you find some stuff that I haven't covered and include it in the page. You know, if you do a little bit of research and find some stuff. And I added today that if you put in links to two pages and break this down into two or more pages, I'll give you extra credit as well. Okay, so that is your assignment. So, I'm going to stop now, and we have all of about 15, 18 minutes. So you can either play with some of the HTML that I just went over, or you can start the assignment. But I'm basically suggesting you play with some HTML.
I'll be in this room. I'll be in help lab or K118, but free.
Okay, I'll be there. K118, I'll be there. And I'll be around until about 10 after 2, but I've got a meeting. Okay, so play around with some of the HTML that we went over today.
Go to her page.
So 12.
All right. First thing I want to do is to look at
I just started the body.
Oh, you just started the body. Yeah, I stopped the head. Oh, you stopped. That's right, you stopped the head. Then you start.
Every style. It starts off with
entire where all your CSS goes. What I used to do is put a thing up here, and I have it take the style of another file.
Head, press tab. Title, that's the introduction right there.
Where's your little
there's a place that you can...
Body,
oh, wait,
that's
never mind.
Right here. Shield.
It's under view,
that's
maybe.
And you keep going. One back out.
View. Yeah, if you say view...
So basically, are we sending the marathon? We're sending the... Oh, I just wrote
it. Yeah, we're sending, you're sending in the...
Yeah.
The
view, document. Edit document, and apparently view something else. The other.
Yep. There's going to be in your code to have that image source...
Yes.
That's fine.
You email me the code, and you email me the image.
You have to send it. Yeah. Image source is like it's trying the image. The code is trying to find the source of the image. So what's going to happen is she'll take your picture, put it in the folder. You guys can learn a lot more later.
And then that's how she'll be able to do
that. And she'll put it into the folder along with your HTML, and it'll both be in the same location. You'll see later. I don't want to get too far ahead. But essentially, just send your photo and make sure you have image source in there. Dot. And make sure your extensions are in there. Dot gif, dot whatever, JPEG.
Do you recommend putting it in a folder and doing like that?
What do you mean?
You know how she said you should put it in a folder and then just put the source of the folder, or you could say you guys are coming to the whole address.
For your image, you want to just put name.gif. If you're trying to link a web page with the whole thing, http://.
Oh, this past it.
If it's
be like a link and an email.
Yeah, you got to send me the HTML and the image if that's the way you do an image. I'm going to save it, open it in a browser, and see if it works.
Because you don't have another web page created right in the same folder, you know what I mean? If you send two HTML pages and you said, okay, well, this link to this guy.
They're sending me the HTML file.
It makes more sense that you just
click
it and it's right there.
And then I'm going to open it on a browser
and look
and see if it
works. Web page dot HTML. And another web page.
So you have to send me the HTML and send me the image.
So that's all you have to do. You don't even worry about the folder part. All you have to really worry about is send the image.
With the source.
With the code that you, I would say for you guys, if you have it, you haven't already, I would listen to the first class and look at the PDF along with it, and just review, and just go over it, with notes on the side. It'll help a lot. If you have any questions, you can ask me or her. Go through the examples. So hit back.
Questions?
I think I might have fun with this.
Oh, is it
dot HTML? Huh? I think I might have. It's going to be a lot of fun at home.
Oh, it is. It is. And then we move on next week to the next topic. So we're done with HTML temporarily. We'll come back to it and probably in December when I get you through the portfolio.
And just right click.
Thanksgiving time.
Copy and paste all.
I can never really understand how big a pixel would be. What's the size of
how big a pixel would be?
Itsy bitsy, and I don't know, but he's probably showing a pixel.
Yep.
I mean, just write it in there. Just put something you want it 20 pixels, and you'll see what size it comes up with. And then change it to 10 pixels, and you'll see what size. And one pixel, you probably won't see what size.
Visual pixel, it's really small.
How are you guys doing?
This whole screen right now.
So if you're using a 32-bit system, you can only hook it up to
understand what you're putting into, understand that you're putting in paragraph and whatnot, and the size, each one.
need dice, right?
Yeah, I know. I think like if you put like I don't know. Do you want to take my name in there? Is it in directions what they should name their webpage?
Don't care.
Okay, then don't care. Right. You can call it the real if you want. But I would do it. I do something better.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Anyone else need help?
No, it's depends on how you open
it. It's big right there.
Yes, you too. Don't worry about the description. I would say, and later we'll cover it. So show you how it actually does connect.
Title.
In the full title. To see it visually. I was stuck on that too. Same thing.
Get a 15-minute break.
No, I'll be still here.
The next one starts at 12:30.
Yep.
Making sense?
Is their server connected to it?
Hello, anybody home?
It's gonna take a little bit though. It might take a little.
Everybody seems to be fine.
Am I gonna have to do that every time? Or have to like?
No, I'm good. Mm-hmm. This is the first time connect to there, right?
Yeah, this is the first time I brought my laptop.
Is the HTML making sense? Does it? Please ask if it, if you're not.
When you first log in, it says Bradford, download this with your registration in. You'll go in and it takes like 20 minutes for it to be here.
But you've got the mixture of Google-based and HTML. So it's saved with a .bb. So every time you go into the HTML, you call it the description by Google.js and Google.js. So that switches it over to bb. Then I come down here and I'm ending that. So now I'm going to HTML. But I want to reference something that I did in the BB. So I have to put the ads on and switch it to the BB.
This would be pattern.
So basically, if you're in HTML and you're writing some BBs, yes, if you're in HTML and you're writing some BBs, you can do that. So then
What happened was when I opened it up the first time, I didn't have a slash
thread.
The recordings for this class, etc., probably.